The report released to the Daily News says the judge is biased against law enforcement. That the city would put out a report that attempts to tarnish Judge Shindlin is shocking, says Jonathan Moore, attorney for the Center for Constitutional Rights, who is one of the lead attorneys in the stop and frisk case.
In all my years of being a lawyer and trying many cases in courts all around the country, I have never seen such a shameful attempt to influence a federal judge in the while she's sitting hearing a very important case. This judge has worked hard for 9 weeks and been very fair to all the sides, and particularly the city, who have consistently tried to introduce documents at the last minute, and she's been over backwards to be fair to them. And for them to obviously plant this story about how she's biased against the police department is outrageous. And who there should be an investigation of this. You should find out who in the corporation counsel's office or who in the mayor's office leaked this document to the press. It's an obvious attempt to intimidate her and put pressure on her. And it's the sign of a desperate, it's the act of a desperate defendant who sees that they're losing this case. And so after having complained about how this is all just made up by civil rights lawyers and politicians and the media, they're now turning to the judge. It is an act of absolute desperation, and it's despicable, and it should be condemned. And who's ever responsible, whoever knew about it, should have to resign their position in the city.
And what about the timing of it?
Well, obviously, that's why it's so outrageous, because it comes on the eve of this trial wrapping up, and that's why it's so outrageous.
Attorney Darius Charney with the Center for Constitutional Rights.
To attack the integrity, the ethics, the fairness of a federal judge appointed by the President of the United States, confirmed by the United States Senate, who has served with the utmost integrity and fairness for more than a decade, to accuse her of bias, of violating her ethical duties as a federal judge, is just mind-boggling. And I really actually think that it's disgraceful for the mayor's office, the corporation council. They're disgracing the offices that they represent. In other words, the city government of this great city is disgracing itself with this kind of behavior. And the other thing I will say is this is really emblematic of their entire attitude towards this problem. Instead of spending time trying to figure out how to address problems with stop and frisk, they're spending their time trying to smear a judge who wants to uphold the Constitution. And I just think it's absolutely disgusting.
Donna Lieberman, executive director of the New York Civil Liberties Union, says the city's attack on Judge Shindlin shows they are desperate in the stop and frisk case.
It's also unconscionable and perhaps unethical for them to do that, to seek to tarnish the reputation of an upstanding judge in order to intimidate her from doing what she believes is the lawful and right thing. This is... It's kind of shocking and totally uncalled for, and we're confident that Judge Shindlin will do what she's got to do, and that we may like it or we may not like it, but she's a judge who's known as a judge who upholds the law.
The stop and frisk bench trial continues in federal district court with Judge Shindlin. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.